Like Elongated Shadows, written by Bittercape and read by Flower Parish. This is a Marvel and DC crossover fic featuring the relationship Yelena Belova / Stephanie Brown. This is rated for teen and up audiences, and no archive warnings apply. Abridged summary. 5 times Yelena Belova sought out Stephanie Brown, and 1 time she was already there. 1. Stephanie Brown, a voice says. Steph spins into action faster than she starts to process the voice. There's not supposed to be a voice here. She's supposed to be alone in Jason's safe house. It's not a voice she recognizes. She's tired and injured and alone, here to patch herself up and maybe have a sneaky little nap on Jason's couch if she's not bleeding anywhere that will leak and stain. Not that Jason has a single leg to stand on, but that will not stop him from bitching about it. And it's a female voice, accented and warm, somehow, and very, very intriguing. Steph flips over the couch in a move Dick taught her for a laugh, using all the strength in her upper body to increase her momentum, and slams into the woman with both feet, and she crashes into the wall. "Wow," the woman says, a little strained. "That's not very friendly. Sneaking up on me in a dark room where you're not supposed to be is not very friendly either," Steph says, and activates her emergency signal. "So rude," the woman says, and then she dives out the window. Steph makes a meep kind of sound, which is more than a little embarrassing considering she throws herself off rooftops on the regular. The woman is just slipping around the corner when Steph pokes her head out, leaving her none the wiser. 2. Stephanie Brown, a female voice says behind her, and it immediately rings all kinds of bells. Steph is hunched behind an AC unit on the other side of the roof before she can even blink or think about it. "Skittish," the woman says, with a laugh. This time, Steph can see her. She's not wearing a mask, but she is wearing black Kevlar, form-fitting and functional. Her hair is braided, a few blonde strands escaping and hanging loose around her face. She shifts her weight from a steady fighting stance to a more relaxed one, most of her weight on one leg, hand on her hip, hip cocked. It makes her look more approachable, less dangerous. Steph doesn't buy it for a second. "What do you want?" Steph asks. "I just wanted to make sure you're out of the way, Stephanie Brown," the woman says, and shoots her with a dart, hand moving almost as fast as Cass's. Steph blinks her eyes open, and it's still dark. "Oh, good," Red Hood's augmented voice says. "I have better things to do than watching you snore, you know." "What?" Steph starts. "Your emergency beacon went off 15 minutes ago, and I was closest," he interrupts. "I put the trank dart in an evidence bag." He makes no move to leave, and she's grateful for it, still feeling wobbly as fuck. "Thank you," she says, and his shoulders twitch like he wants to hunch in on himself, awkwardness practically radiating off him. "Well, can't leave you all flopped and defenseless," he grumbles. "You good?" She hesitates a little, and that's all it takes to make him sit down again. The big softy. 3. Stephanie Brown, a voice says, and Steph smiles. "Yelena Belova," she answers. On the other end of the call, Yelena Belova hums.
"Not bad, not bad," she says.
Steph can't find any reason to tell her of the long hours she spent on the Bat computer, going through Batman's ridiculously detailed and numerous files, looking for blonde assassin ladies. Tim was teasing her mercilessly by the end, but he shut up when Steph finally identified her. Yelena Belova, Black Widow of the Red Room. Rumored to be related to Natasha Romanoff. 70 confirmed assassinations to her name, and more than 200 unconfirmed. Steph is less gnarly about assassins than Batman. In spite of his ex and baby mama, he somehow thinks he has room to lecture. Steph is frankly less gnarly than Batman about most things. She understands using what skills you have to make a living, even if she doesn't exactly approve. And if her being friendly with an assassin could redirect some of the disapproval showered on Jason, she owes him that much. "What do you want?" Steph asks, because she certainly didn't give Yelena Belova her number.
I just wanted to check on you, Stephanie Brown,
Yelena Belova says.
But I was sure one of your bats would come find you when I pushed your little button.
Stephanie laughs. Very thoughtful of you, she says.
I am full of thoughts,
Yelena Belova answers. 4. Stephanie Brown, a voice says from the darkness. Yelena Belova, Stephanie replies, and leans back against the wall, taking a sip of her drink. She doubts her opponent will start anything major here. The place is too crowded and also crawling with bats, as she's fairly sure Ms. Belova is well aware. Fancy meeting you here, Yelena Belova says, and steps into the light, such as it is. A pink beam of light sweeps over the crowd and brushes across Yelena's face, making her eyes look purple for a moment before moving on. Steph looks away, tries to focus on scanning the crowd for signs of Rossi's guise. What do you want? Steph asks, and ignores the buzz of voices in her ear at the fact she's chatting relatively amiably with a known assassin mid-operation. I just wanted to see you. Is that so bad? Yelena says. She's pouting a little when Steph glances back at her. But I can see you're busy. Laters, she adds, and turns to walk away, hips swaying intriguingly. She does her best not to giggle when they find Rossi's main enforcer tied up and stuffed in a closet at the end of the night. 5.
Stephanie Brown,
Yelena says, and Steph knows that something is different. Where are you? She answers, and Yelena coughs wetly on a laugh.
Always so sharp,
she wheezes.
I'm on your roof, and I'm a little bit stuck.
Steph rushes out of her apartment, up the stairs, two at a time, rooftop door slamming open with a metallic clang. She scans the area without seeing anything, until there, in the shadows, a darker area. She hurries over, wondering in the back of her mind if it's some kind of trap, but she's in her civvies, no armor, and it's too late anyway. She drops to her knees, and there's Yelena, face pale and sweaty, body trembling with pain. And there, sticking out of her, is a piece of metal that looks like it was once part of a car. Yelena, Steph murmurs, hands steady in spite of her shaking breath. Stephanie Brown, Yelena says, and her grip around Steph's wrist is strong, still. I need a little help. Yeah, you do, Steph says, and fishes out her phone from her pocket and calls the first person she thinks of, who luckily also is able to carry Yelena downstairs without aggravating her injuries too much. Whatever, Jason says, after delivering Yelena to Doc Tompkins. You can cover my patrol next weekend. Call me when you're ready to take her back home. Steph goes back in to help Leslie with holding Yelena down while she works. Plus one. Stephanie Brown, Yelena says, and Steph smiles and pauses on her way to the kitchen. Yelena is sprawled out on the couch, relaxed and content like a cat in the sun, wearing a gigantic hoodie that Steph had stolen from Babs, who stole it from Jason, who probably stole it in the first place. It's certainly big enough. Yelena, Steph says, and leans over the back of the couch to kiss Yelena on the forehead. Yelena closes her eyes and hums. Why do you always full name me? I do not always full name you, Yelena mumbles. Just last night I called you motherfucker. Steph laughs and shakes her head. I like your name, Yelena says. I like saying it. Then by all means, keep saying it, Steph says. The end.